realfaith.org.au.
I guess my home life was a little bit different in that my mum was a believer, but my dad, he wasn't, and he sort of walked away from belief in God, and I couldn't really bring things up with him because of where he was at, because I didn't want that negative reaction. I actually chose to start writing songs. I used that as a bit of an outlet to express some of those things in my heart that I couldn't really discuss openly.
Welcome to Real Faith, conversations about the impact faith has on our lives and the challenges we go through, helping us today and giving us hope for tomorrow. That's Real People, Real Life and Real Faith with Eric Scatterbo.
You can buy yourself a mansion, buy yourself a home, but there's things you can buy and fill the empty spaces when you've got nowhere to go.
That's the music of our guest today, Lauren McKenna from Ballarat. She's a young lady who's been expressing herself musically since she was a child, and as she grows and develops in her faith in Christ, her music is a reflection of how the Lord has been working in her life. She's joining us today from her home in Ballarat to share her story and some of her music. Lauren McKenna, welcome to the program.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you with us. And you have been involved in music from a very young age. How young were you when you started to get involved in music?
I think music was always part of my life, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But I started learning piano when I was in about year two at school, so maybe about eight.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you just really loved it? It was always just a part of your life?
Yeah, yep. So, I think my mum sometimes will tell a story of taking me along to see just an orchestra or something like that, mm-hmm. perform, maybe in the botanical gardens. And I think I was... I might have been three or four or something, and I was, getting all into it and conducting the musicians, and so I was really into it.
So she knew, your mother knew at a young age, you were destined to be involved in music.
Oh, yeah, I think she knew I was always going to love it. So, yeah.
Okay, well, let's find out a little bit more about your background growing up in Ballarat.
Yeah, so grew up in Ballarat with my parents and my younger brother, and my mum took me along to church, which was really great. And yeah, I made, I guess, a decision to take that next step of faith towards the Lord when I was about nine, mm-hmm. and I wanted to get baptized and received the Spirit. And that was really, that kind of marked, I guess, the start of my walk with the Lord. And I also, I guess, started writing songs around that time as well, just because I was super excited and inspired by my experience of mm-hmm. receiving the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, let's talk about the song that you started to write when you were only 9 years old, right after becoming a Christian. It's called Moment of Truth. Tell us about that.
Mm, sure. So when I was nine, after that experience of, taking that step towards the Lord, I had it on my heart to write this song just about how I was feeling and kind of, I guess, it's like this change that had happened. I'd initially called the song Complete, and I sort of spoke about how I really felt like I could see clearly now, and I felt like my life had been adjusted to how it should be.
Yesterday was different. I was lost in a crowd, searching for something I could not figure out. And the smile I was wearing, disappears from your view, a moment of truth.
and you mentioned colors all around you.
So that's a line in the song now that it wasn't in there actually initially, but that definitely does explain how excited I was at the time, for sure.
The people stayed the same as colors all around me became a different shade because fear of the future.
That's some of the song Moment of Truth by our guest today, Lauren McKenna. That's from her music that you can find on her website, laurenmckennamusic.com. Now, we're going to talk to her about another song that she started to write, this one when she was in year 9. It's called Anchor. Please tell us what was going on in your life at this point when you wrote this song.
Sure. Yeah. So I'd mentioned that I grew up going to church and all of that. But I guess my home life was a little bit different in that my mum was a believer, but my dad, he wasn't. And he sort of walked away from that belief in God. And so there was a bit of tension in our household, I guess. And so the second song that you'll be featuring, Anchor, that one sort of describes, I guess, some of this, I guess, uneasiness that I guess there was in our household where I couldn't really openly discuss some of the things that I really wanted to.
And yeah, that must have been really difficult. Yeah. Here, your mother shares the faith with you, and you can praise the Lord with her and share with her wonderful things about how your faith is growing. But then if you wanted to say something about that to your dad, I imagine you wouldn't get such a warm response from him since he kind of wasn't believing anymore.
Yeah.
Is that right?
So I knew that I couldn't really bring things up with him because of where he was at with just with his faith. I want to say faith, but actually more, I guess, lack of faith in that sense. So because I didn't want that negative reaction, I actually chose to start writing songs. I used that as a bit of an outlet to express some of those things in my heart that I couldn't really discuss openly.
Now, were you kind of hoping that he would hear what you were singing?
Yeah, definitely. I think that was one of the key reasons, actually, why I sang a lot of Christian types of songs and really worked on my skills that way. Yeah, just because I knew that way he would be hearing those things that I really wanted to tell him. But I think it's a lot easier to hear those kind of things sung than it is to actually hear them spoken to your face.
So that was in your heart. You really wanted to convey what was happening inside musically and through the lyrics.
Yeah. So, yeah, in this particular song, Anchor, a couple of the questions in the verses, those are questions that I actually really, I guess, wanted to ask my dad at that point, such as, do you think you have all that you need? Do you think you have the answers for this journey? And, you know, has your soul been longing for relief? Because I could really see that for my dad, it's a difficult way to live without having God's presence with you, like, constantly, and without having that peace that, you know, the Holy Spirit brings.
And do you think you have all that you need? Do you think you have the answers for this journey? There's nothing left to try that will take away the emptiness inside.
I'm kind of getting this picture in my mind of being you're kind of like in a boat being tossed back and forth by the waves of belief on one hand, like from your mother, and then unbelief from your father. So you're kind of getting tossed back and forth. But You have an anchor, and you have a lyric in your song that says, "He is the one solution to the hardest situation, an anchor in a world of change." So that must be very comforting to know that even though you're kind of being tossed about by the waves, you have an anchor to base your life on.
Yeah, that's it, definitely. So that's basically what that song is about, and it's really close to my heart for that reason. Mm-hmm. And actually, when I recorded it, so my brother and I actually wrote the song. I wrote the lyrics, and he helped me with the music and the chords and all of that. Mm-hmm. And it was a really special experience just being able to record that live with my brother, actually.
Oh, so your brother is on there as well. What does he play?
He plays guitar in that song.
So that's kind of neat. So it's brother and sister making music for the Lord together?
Yeah, exactly.
And so I take it he has a strong faith in the Lord as well?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, which is great. It's really lovely to be able to have family members that you can, openly share things with, of course, of a godly nature.
And what does your mother think of all this music you're making for the Lord?
Yeah, I mean, she's a proud mum, of course. Yeah, so having, been the one that drove me to all of the piano lessons when I was young, she feels like all of that effort has paid off, I guess, which is good.
When you're feeling like you've had enough, come before the throne of mercy, He'll lift you up. Because Jesus is the answer in a world of complication. Jesus is the reason why you don't have to try in vain. He's the one solution to the hardest situation.
Our guest today is Lauren McKenna, who's sharing with us some of her music and how it's a reflection of how the Lord has been working in her life. We'll hear more about her life and more of her music when we return right here on Real Faith.
Looking for resources to grow your faith? Check out Vision Christian Store with books, movies, audio CDs, DVD resources, and more. Plus, free delivery on orders over $50. See visionstore.org.au.
You're listening to Real Faith, conversations with real people about how God works in their lives. If you want to know more about integrating faith into your life, our website is realfaith.org.au. Just go to the website and you'll find helpful articles about the impact faith can have on your life. Once again, that's realfaith.org.au.
Welcome back. I'm Eric Scatabo, and our guest today is singer Lauren McKenna, who's sharing with us her music and how the Lord has been working in her life. Now, let's talk about another experience you had, a challenge that you went through when you were just 11 years old.
Yeah, sure. So when I was 11, I was in, I think, year 5 at school, and it was a tough year because, well, at the start of the year, my papa had died, and my grandpa, and I was really going through maybe some depression. I was definitely mourning for that loss because we were really close, and he was a really inspiring man, like especially, with the things of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was really going through some things to do with that, and my best friend had moved away overseas with her family, and because of the family situation there, I didn't get to really say goodbye to her, and I knew I wasn't really going to see her again, which was really tough. And also, like, all of my friends that I did have, they were in the class next to the classroom where I was in. Mm-hmm. And, so it was just kind of tough because, like, I was sort of going to school, and I just remember I was kind of in tears a lot, and the teachers didn't really know what to do about it. And, and it kind of, like, I guess reached a point where, one morning my mum, she was dropping me off to go to school, but I sort of refused to get out of the car.
Oh, wow.
And, so she sort of suggested that we just have a bit of prayer about it. And so we did that, just sort of some simple prayer. And I agreed to then just sort of, you know, get on with the day, even though I still didn't really want to. But anyway, so I was walking into the school grounds and I could see some of my school, my classmates moving furniture and things. And I'd sort of just asked somebody what was going on. And they said that basically our class and the class next door were combining, and the portable classrooms we'd been in, they were getting demolished.
Oh.
And so it was just a really beautiful experience for me, because I really could see that God really cared and was probably one of the first significant answers to prayer that I'd had.
Yeah. Yeah. So you were here very despondent. You're dealing with loss for the first time in your young life. And then right after a prayer, you're finding out that you're able to go into the room with all your friends. Is that kind of what it was all about?
Exactly. Yeah, definitely. And I remember just from that point onwards, like, my year actually just improved significantly. So I could really see that, like, there'd been a problem.
Mm-hmm.
We'd put it to the Lord, and He just changed the circumstances.
Yeah, and it's so comforting to know that whatever we're going through, it might seem, like, small at the time, like, hey, you're not in the same class with your friends, but, you know, if it's troubling your heart, the Lord cares about that.
Yeah, definitely.
So that kind of sets you off in the pattern of trusting the Lord with challenges in life. Is that right?
Exactly, yeah. So a lot of the songs on the CD, they sort of explore, just the relationship with the Lord in terms of the trust aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I guess just like the ebbs and the flows as well. Like, we don't just have sunshine and rainbows as soon as we make a decision to follow the Lord.
Yep.
We still have hard times. And, but yeah, the Lord gives us the strength when we need that strength, and He gets us through.
That's right. And the name of the CD?
The name of the CD is Resonance. And basically, because of how you can have an experience with the Lord, for me, that was the major one, was, receiving the Holy Spirit, and just how that has sort of resonated, or like it's sort of has reverberated throughout the rest of my life.
I've really remembered
that.
Yeah. So the echoes of that experience, that deeper faith in the Lord, are reverberating throughout your life. Oh, a beautiful metaphor.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
And so, speaking of faith, you kind of put your faith in the Lord for this whole recording process, because you're not a professional musician. You are a piano teacher.
Yeah, that's right. Like, I've been writing songs for a number of years. So, yeah, you know, like, I am a musician, but, yeah, my main job is piano teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like, when I'd made the decision to record the CD, I was still a little unsure about, I guess, whether, you know, was this something that, you know, God was on board with, which might sound a bit silly, but I guess it's a big decision to make.
Mm-hmm.
And, I kind of wasn't really sure what I was getting into, because it was such a, I guess, an unfamiliar type of project, unfamiliar territory, if you will.
Well, it takes a lot of time and energy, and you want it to sound good. I mean, you want to be proud of it.
But it was really nice, because right at the start, before I even recorded anything, I actually had to get a key on my piano fixed for the first time. And embarrassingly, I hadn't actually had the piano tuned in quite a long time, which is not good. But
I think it would be good for it to be in tune. Yeah,
it is good to have it in tune. So I had this guy come and do that. And just through a bit of small talk, I'd mentioned that I was planning on recording this CD, and he'd sort of asked me where I was planning on recording the piano parts, and I'd sort of mentioned that, and he'd sort of said, oh, you'll never get a good sound out of those pianos out of that piano, because he, you know, obviously tunes a lot of pianos. And I was like, oh, okay, thanks for the support or whatever, and that's what I was thinking. And but then he was like, oh, well, do you want to use my piano in my house? And he explained that he has a really nice piano, like a, you know, beautiful grand piano. And I was, I was really kind of shocked by the offer, because it was just so generous.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I took him up on the offer, and it was just really nice, because I really felt like that was a blessing from God at the time.
So confirmation that you're heading down the path that God wants you on in making your music and making it to the best possible quality that you could.
Yeah.
I know that
Well, let's kind of wrap up our conversation with another song that kind of reflects on your life. It's called Right Now.
Yeah, so I wrote this song reflecting on my journey through childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I had reached a point where, you know, when I was reflecting, that I realized that maybe I wasn't giving God everything, and I really wanted to. And so I guess through this process of writing this song, I was asking myself important questions, like whether I was all in, because, you know, I've been obviously convicted by God's existence for such a long time, but it's just so easy to kind of get a bit complacent and you know, become somebody who just rocks up to church once a week and maybe isn't really living out the full spiritual potential that the Lord wants me to.
I was just a young girl, oh, when I told the other kids about a God of love. And back then I realized that this revelation would mean a lot to some. But I knew that one day they'd see.
So in the verse of the song, I'm reflecting on, the time again when I did receive the Holy Spirit, and I shared this with a close friend at school, and she was really interested, and I could see she was, you know, genuine about that, but she just didn't really understand it. And, you know, I totally understand that, yeah, how can you really, until you've experienced it yourself? It's kind of like trying to describe, like, what a strawberry tastes like to somebody who doesn't even know what a piece of fruit is, almost.
So her response was she wasn't that excited about your good news of growing in your faith.
Yeah, she just didn't really get it.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I was reminding myself that, you know, I'm going to get a lot of those kinds of responses as I become a bit more open about my beliefs, mm-hmm. I guess, with other people. And as I also release this CD, which was a big decision in a sense, because, you know, once you've released a CD with, you know, 12 songs about your faith in God, like, that's a major declaration, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I make a note towards the end of the song where when I say, I can sit in silence now and just pretend I'm someone else, or I can blow a trumpet loud and, I guess, essentially, yeah, you know, tell people about what I've experienced, tell people that God really loves them.
Mm-hmm.
And he has all of these good things that he wants to give to people.
Right now.
So I guess we have an option as Christians to be open, or we can just not say anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we just lose our integrity when we make that decision to not say anything.
Yeah.
Well, I
just want to say good on you for being bold about your faith and declaring it
thank you.
Loudly in the music and in your life. So just want to encourage you to keep on growing, keep on declaring your faith through music and word, and all the best for you in the future.
Thanks so much, Eric.
Our guest today has been Lauren McKenna, and her CD is called Resonance. You can find out more about her CD at her website, laurenmckennamusic.com. That's laurenmckennamusic.com.
But everything changes, and time rearranges. One single moment and doubt disappears from your view. Oh, you know you'll never be the same again. Your life is better than it's ever been. One single moment can change all that you've ever knew. A moment of
You've been listening to Real Faith, and if you have any questions or comments, you can send us a message through our website, realfaith.org.au. That's realfaith.org.au. This program is a production of Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, see vision.org.au.